Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Hello, once again, everybody. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda. We're throwing the three-man booth at you again today for your listening pleasure. Jason Duda, welcome in on a second consecutive day.
Whiskey weather.
Good to have you. Yeah, the whiskey weather.
We're all wearing the same hoodies we wore yesterday.
That's right.
Fantastic. Well,
nothing
stuff.
Wrong with that.
Right? No, not at all.
What's the problem?
Why would I have a different hoodie?
Yeah, exactly. Why would Duda? Why would I?
It's cold. I have a hoodie.
Yeah. Instead of putting a jacket on, I put the hoodie on.
I wore this for like 2 hours yesterday during the show. That was it.
So did I.
And, I wore it again today.
So did I.
Well, nobody's that interested in what you wore and
Duda
when you
sounded
wore.
Sounded pretty interested. He offered his own.
I couldn't wait.
You were hanging on it.
Oh.
My socks don't match, but other than that, I'm good. And I went with Puma today because I saw Jason's Puma socks yesterday.
Now, Duda, when this show comes to its conclusion 1 week from today,
mm-hmm.
I know how you're going to get by without us.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get by without Misty?
Oh, I'll sneak over once in a while.
There you go.
Yeah. I already got it figured out. I'm good.
You already got a plan?
She'll miss you.
Of course she will.
She looks forward to this time of the afternoon, I'm sure, every day. It'll be quite a change for her.
It will.
As she sleeps right through it.
No.
You don't think so?
She'll miss us.
She loves when we get here, and she's excited. She's happy to see us. We make her feel a little at home. She's comfortable around us. She's happy. Everything's beautiful.
Yeah, she jumps up. We have a stare down for about 5 seconds, and then she's like, okay, good. See you later. Then away we go. We have our routine.
There you go. That's how it works. We're going to make some picks today, all college basketball except an NBA game. As our bonus game.
Is it Hawks-Pacers tomorrow?
No.
Oh, come on.
I haven't fully looked at the list.
No, it's not.
Shouldn't it be?
I got on the TNT yesterday and watched some of the Cavaliers again. I really enjoy watching them.
Good.
I really do.
It's interesting we beat them on the road. But no, the other than that, it's good.
Well, they're 40-6.
No, they're 39-9.
Yeah, 40-9. Anyway, whatever they are, they're the best record in the league.
They do have the best record in the league, and good for them.
And we're all stars, and they're enjoyable to watch. I like their style of play.
Let me guess who made the All-Star.
Well, it's obvious.
It had to be Mobley, Mitchell, and Garland, right?
Duh. I mean, no, that's
well,
not
they have,
some
they have Jared out. Allen, too, who's been very good.
That's not some great knowledge.
Well,
those are the three clearly the three best players.
Jared Allen's very good.
Yeah, and he's the fourth best player on a great team.
Could have deserved an all-star nod. But those three, yeah, a little bit above the fray, above the pack.
NBA All-Star game, not worth watching.
Nobody cares, and the dunk contest this year is horrific.
Too bad.
We'll see. I'll probably still tune in to Saturday, but only because I'm desperate for a program.
So 8 college basketball games on the docket to pick today, and here's where we stand after now 22 weeks with 2 more to go.
Uh-oh.
Jason Duda in the lead at 403 points, but I'm right there now at 389.
Oh, man.
It's coming right down to the wire.
Isn't it?
Jeff at 376. Max, who's had a really good run of late, is at 344. And the big fella, who had missed 1 week and then has had 2 or 3 really bad weeks, at 285. I'm coming off an 8-0 week, although I missed my bonus pick.
Usually if you miss a week, you miss a practice, you miss a game, you miss a flight, you're suspended.
Yeah.
Or even released if we need to make an example out of you.
Why would I need to make an example out of Anthony?
I just told you why.
You want to make an example?
I just gave the reasons why.
You want him to come on the show here later and you tell him he's not welcome?
Yeah, I might do that.
Okay, good.
He's suspended for the final week of picks.
All right, you what? Tell him that.
Why? All right.
Yeah, why not?
You know what I'll do?
I feel like throwing the hammer down today.
You know what I'll do?
What?
I'll tell him to get everybody he knows to come beat your you-know-what.
Why? Why would you do that? Everyone he knows?
That's a lot of people,
I'd
probably.
I'd be vastly outnumbered.
That's kind of the whole idea.
I don't want to be beaten up by 140 people.
You'd just rather get beat by one?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So we've got no NFL this weekend. Do we like the week? For a while there, they played the Super Bowl a week after.
It didn't last very long. I only remember maybe once or twice.
Yeah, it didn't. You're right. It did not last at all.
Yeah, it didn't last at all, and I think it's probably good to have the week off.
Of course.
Except for fans. We don't like the week off, do we?
We don't care.
Yeah, we do.
We
I'd
do?
I'd rather them just play it.
What
I understand why they don't.
Will you feel a void this week? I mean, it's happening next week. You'll just go on with your life
for another
7. And then it'll be done. You're not going to watch the Pro Bowl games?
Is the Pro Bowl today this weekend?
Yeah.
Don't know a thing about it.
They do skills challenges.
Couldn't care less.
That might have been a yesterday. And then they have a flag football game.
Did you watch the L.A. Fire concert? Did you watch
some of it? I saw the Nirvana performance, which was great.
I forgot about it. I hope I can still get it somewhere. YouTube.
It'll yeah. I watched the Nirvana stuff on YouTube.
Well, they had everybody in the world there. Why wouldn't the Eagles show up and play that?
They did donate, so I thought that was strange. And I was kind of, I thought Irving was involved. Irving Azoff, their manager.
Are they playing Vegas this weekend?
No.
They just do what they do and. You know, there would have been a time when they would have been front and center at this.
I don't know that the Eagles wanted their stuff. I don't think they want to be online. I don't think they want to play to where fans can access it for free.
Oh, brother. What a terrible.
That's awful.
What a condemnation.
That's
don't be
your
speaking
No, I
for
really
them
don't
like that.
I believe that.
That's your
so,
band.
You know, they don't want to be on a concert to aid
They donated millions.
Knock that out. I don't want that on the air.
No, they donated.
It's on the air now.
They donated in lieu of playing.
That's fine, but that's what you said. If that's actually true, I don't want that out there.
Well, I don't think Irving wants them to play.
You're calling yourself an Eagles fan?
Aren't you?
Yeah, he is.
Oh,
you're both.
Are you an Eagles fan?
40 million
a year. Have you ever heard Glenn Frey talk?
40 million a year to get.
Do I make 40 million?
Remember Rickles saying that on David
Letterman? Sure.
Well, I'll show you the clip.
But I've seen it. Are you not an Eagles fan?
I'm cracking myself up.
Yeah, I guess we're done with the actual conversation piece of this. But whatever.
Of course I am, but I don't think they avoid playing a live concert because it'd be a scene.
That's why.
That's a terrible thing.
And Don's back to lip syncing, and this is not good.
Maybe that's why.
Probably might be a factor.
They just can't do it anymore.
Well, they can, but
why don't they just hang it up?
I don't know, because they're making gobs of money.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's not a good look.
Well, but that's what's happening. I mean,
you've just thrown the Eagles under the bus.
I am honest about the Eagles. I love the Eagles.
No, you don't. You're not. No.
Really?
No.
Do you love me? The Eagles. He loves the Eagles.
Do you love me?
No. Oh, I mean, yes.
Then you would criticize
me,
right?
What was the question?
Do you love me?
He said he did yesterday.
I'll get back. Let me talk to Debbie.
Okay. Good luck. We are allowed to criticize those we love, and we are allowed to.
When do I criticize you?
What?
That was funny.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
You heard that, right?
Everybody heard it.
When in the world have I? Give me an example.
Oh, I don't know, and probably never. I haven't thought of. I can't think of a time.
Who's the one you texted earlier today, and what was my response?
You had an exclamation point in there, which is...
Well, that's pretty good.
I didn't assume that was you. Who had your phone at that time?
Well, I was happy for you, but that wasn't, you know, tell the people.
Oh, here we go.
Tell the people what?
Let's go.
What is it? What I said.
Great news!
What's the great news, Jeff?
That's not out there yet. I'll tell you off the air.
Whoa! I'll get to know early?
He doesn't want to jinx it.
I'll probably never tell anybody ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any
sense. You already told me.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I already know, I think.
If things materialize, only a select few will know.
Are you going to go under, will you use an alias for whatever you're
doing? Yeah, I'm
going
to go off the grid.
Oh. What's your alias going to be?
Pokey McGavick.
Yeah, it will.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, you ought to create an account with that.
What? Pokey McGaffigan?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
About...
Hey, this is Pokey.
Several years ago, Jamin and I created a fake account for a high school basketball player.
What?
Because we like to mock, I'm down to my top 15 choices and blessed to receive an offer from, and we did a little bit of that, and I think maybe we got a follow from some assistant coach, but we didn't take it far enough to really, you know, dupe the people.
Well, why didn't you take it far enough?
I don't know. We just gave up on it one day.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was Trishon Abernathy, or Trishelle Abernathy was the kid's name.
Well, there you go.
We had a good time with it for a little while.
So was he okay with this, or did you just do it?
Was who?
Sean Abernathy.
Trishelle Abernathy?
Yeah.
That was a made-up name.
Okay.
Two apostrophes.
So how do you feel about picking college basketball games?
Yeah, I'll just be guessing the whole time. But I'll use my head and probably end up winning the week.
I feel like I'll have an advantage, but it probably won't amount to anything. I certainly watch more college basketball than either of you.
Yes.
But it won't. I don't think it's going to matter.
No, because we're pretty good at this.
You're okay.
What's that?
You're okay. You're 81-95. The only reason you lead is because you go 10 points on your bonus game and you get it right more than you miss.
That's right.
I'm 89-87, the only one above 500. Jeff is 79-97, just awful.
Next year, just awful. Next year when we do this, what do we have? Like 20 weeks of picks?
24.
So first 20 weeks you can only use each number twice. So you can't be having 10 all the
time.
That's
a good idea. If we were continuing.
Write that down for next year.
What are the chances that we'll be doing picks next year?
10% maybe?
10%? What do you think, dude?
3%.
3%.
Yeah.
I'd say closer to 3.
5. We can just settle at 5.
Yeah, 5.
I'm good with that.
Why would we just do picks?
Well, I mean, that would be part of the bigger...
Whatever.
Explain this to him.
Yeah, we'd have some sort of medium on which we'd be broadcasting or publicizing these picks.
Right. We'd have a show. Good grief.
You guys are very confusing.
You got to lay it out for him.
Yeah, sometimes.
Absolutely you do. You haven't figured that out yet?
So if I know myself, when will I get antsy?
I don't know.
I may not. I feel like right now,
March 1?
No.
February 12th? I don't know.
No.
Really?
I think I got 6 months for sure. And I think the way I feel right now, once I get
it's going to be a funky new year.
I have no comment. Don't look at me, because then we have to bring it up and talk about it. Just move on. Why?
I think I've got 6 months.
That's good.
And then we'll see. But I think I'll go beyond that. I'll miss you guys.
Sure.
Of course you will.
I even sent Duda a very nice text.
You did? What? Can I?
I was very confused. Can we hear that? Never saw anything like that.
Once Jason responded with K, how'd you feel then?
He actually had quite a wordy response.
Oh, I love that.
Look at that.
Nice guy.
Let me count the words.
At sometimes, you know, I can do it every once in a while.
I love that about you.
Probably couldn't do it again. That'd be pushing things.
Twice we know
we can't have that.
You're a little more shallow than I am, Jeff, so there's really not much to say to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Whoa! 17. That many?
1, 2, 3. I overdid it. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 31, 32, 33.
What? I must have got Dia to do it.
40 words.
No, you didn't do that.
That's like writing a book for me.
No, I know.
Yeah, I know.
40 words in his response.
Craziness.
Who'd have ever thought it?
Not Jeffrey.
Nope. Not a chance.
And then followed up, and his response was, happy days.
That sounds a lot more like
you. Yeah, is that better?
Who did have both of your phones over the last 24 hours? There's a lot of suspicious stuff going on.
What do you mean?
Your exclamation point, Duda's actual sentences, maybe. I don't know. Did you use punctuation in there?
Nice.
Did I spell everything
nice
right?
Nice response.
I'm the only person that can actually spell words wrong with spell check.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you spelling words incorrectly.
That's good.
You know, Friday has become my favorite day. I think maybe it always has been.
Pretty much everybody's.
Yeah, it's not anything new, but it's so good to be at Friday afternoon. And then you got Friday evening, and you know you got some time, and then Saturday is
all
fun,
day,
and then Sunday starts to...
Oh, I got to go back Monday.
Yeah, I like all the days, except Tuesday.
Brother.
Except Tuesday.
Now the guy likes all.
Tuesday's always been a little
Saturday
rough for me.
Sundays are obviously the stronger days.
Now Friday's the best day.
Well, Saturday, like, Sunday.
Friday, I like, you know, being at work on Fridays, keeping my mind busy. Everyone's in a good mood, so I don't mind having the work part. Friday's the best day.
Saturday, Sunday.
Then you really take the load off when you get home. It's beautiful.
Now the other 5 days are the weekdays.
I just got a text from one of our people. We're working, planning a big birthday party.
Yeah, I heard.
70th birthday party for four of us involved in League 42. Myself, Mike Gear, who just turned 70 this week. David Jabbar, who turns 70 next month. And Larry Dennis, who turned 70 over the summer. And it's going to be at the Leslie Rudd Learning Center. Saturday, March 1st from 2 to 5, we're asking for a $70 donation to come and mingle and
Jason
hang out
and I are out.
And have some hors d'oeuvres and cake and beverage and just kind of enjoy the moment. But that's coming up on you're out? You're not coming?
$70?
Why are you throwing Jason in there?
Oh, I know
Jason.
Why
are you throwing me in there?
Oh, once we don't have this lucrative radio gig, it's going to be a lot more... touch and go for us financially.
Things are going to tighten up is what he's saying.
What happened to your ability to talk?
I don't know, man. I've got a lot going on.
He's got a lot of things happening right now.
A lot happening.
I guess, but
I can't think of words quickly enough.
Old Pope,
that I want to say
things going on in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's take a break. And we're going to make picks coming up in the next segment. Jeff has a game at the top of the hour.
Can't wait.
And Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine, one of our dear guests who's been with us pretty much from the get-go, will join us today at 6:20. Stay with us. Picks are next. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, here's one for you, Jason Duda, Black Betty from Ram Jam, as we play the one-hit wonders.
I just told him to put his earbuds on. He didn't. He just knew you better.
I figured you were just being Jeff at that time.
Of course, Jason Duda owned a car he named Black Betty, and he hasn't been the same since Black Betty went away.
No, I haven't been. Life has been difficult.
You sense a little mental challenge since he lost Betty.
Really?
I sense it.
It's there.
A mental challenge?
Hey, I don't want to talk about it. Now you
Hey, Anthony, how you doing? We don't have Anthony. Well, why don't we let's get him.
that's a good idea.
Because we are going to make picks.
Where'd you find this 9.5 line for Iowa State?
I made the lines.
I told you what the line was.
What is the line?
I made the lines.
7.5.
That's what it is? Or is that what you found the other day?
Yeah, that's what you found the other day. I submit that will not be the line.
Well, let's check it right now.
I am. I'm looking. What are you on?
I don't know.
Well, what site are you on?
I don't know.
What day is it?
Let me know when you have Anthony, please, and we'll get going on these.
Saturday. What time's the game at, Jeff?
Uh-oh.
It's 16.5 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then let's take it up.
Like, yeah. Who was right about that? I was closest.
I'm not going to go to 16.5, but I am going to go to 13.5.
Jeff.
Anthony's phone keeps telling me it can't take the call.
Dude.
Say that again.
Anthony's phone keeps telling me it can't take the call.
Well, then Anthony may be out today. Jeff's working about 9 nerves right now.
Dude, I am on this show, dude. You know?
Dude.
Like, I have a microphone to speak.
Dude.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know, dude.
I don't either, dude.
When did you start doing that?
Being awesome?
I mean, who says that?
5 or 6 years ago.
Who says that?
Me, dude.
All right, here we go. Let's make the picks, Max. Could today be the last show?
Sure.
I'm asking for a friend. We start with maybe the best game of the weekend. I don't think even maybe is worth it. It is the best game of the weekend. Out of the SEC, no surprise there. Florida at Tennessee. I've got this as a pick game, and I'll start. Ooh, boy, this is a tough, tough game. I think Florida wins it, but only 2 points. Jeff?
I got to go with the home team in this one, and that would be Tennessee. And I got to put, because they are favored by 4.5, and I will put 5 on it.
Duda?
Yeah, I got to go. I'm taking the home team, too. I'll take Tennessee. Tennessee for 6.
Oh, here's a gain. Max?
In my research, Florida has a better rebounding and shooting percentage, so I'm taking Florida for 1.
And we don't know what Anthony's picking. Well, hopefully he'll see this and send his picks to me so that he can dig himself a bigger hole. Next, we have Missouri, another SEC game, on the road to face Mississippi State. Let's see here. Mississippi State, 3.5-point favorite at home. Jeff?
I don't know. I like Missouri. And they've had some pretty big wins. I don't see why they can't go in and beat Chris Jans's Bulldogs. So I'm going to take Missouri, and I'm going to take them right now for 2.
Duda?
Kind of with Jeff on this. I don't know why. I'll take Missouri for 3.
Yes, sir.
Max?
Well, I'm going Mississippi State for 4. I don't know what I'm picking. I'm just guessing.
I think Mississippi State at home covers this, and I've got them for 5. So that's 2. Boy, I'm going to zoom to the top. I
can't
wait.
Good for you.
Auburn at Ole Miss, another SEC game. This one
Starkville?
There you go. No, Starkville's Mississippi State. Ole Miss is in. Oh, gosh. Why am I? I've been to Ole Miss. Where is it?
It's in Oxford.
Yeah, Oxford, Mississippi. I've got Auburn on the road as a 4.5-point favorite. Jason?
I'm sticking with the home team. Why wouldn't I? Ole Miss for 1.
Max?
I'm going with Auburn for 6.
Yeah, I think Auburn is clearly the better team. The 4.5 is a cause for concern, but I'm still going to take Auburn for 3. Jeff?
The experts tell me 5.5, so I'm going to take that extra point and use it on Auburn, and I'm going to pick Auburn for 8.
You're out of this. It doesn't really matter. Texas.
What's
Tech.
Wrong with picking the number one team in the country?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Texas Tech at Houston in the Big 12. Houston, I've made a 7.5-point favorite at home against a good Texas Tech team. Max, you start this one.
Houston will have no problem taking them for 8.
I tend to agree that Houston is the favorite here. But Texas Tech is one of those teams. I'm going to pick Houston for 7. Jeff?
That's already back to me again. I will take, I'm going to see the line. Houston's favored by 8.5 for real. That's tough, man. I feel like that's really hard. I guess Houston because they're at home, but give them for 1.
What about you, Duda?
Yeah, I'm going to take Houston, too. I'll stick with it. I got Houston for 4.
Houston for 4. Next we have Arkansas at Kentucky. John Calipari making his return to Lexington. Arkansas, not a very good basketball team. Kentucky is. Kentucky, I've made an 11.5-point favorite at home. I will start and pick. This is going to be a very emotional game. I'll pick Kentucky for 6. Jeff?
I feel like the emotion is going to go the other way. I think Arkansas and John Calipari are going to be able to keep this within the number, and I will do that for assuming I have 3 left.
What's the line on this game?
The line on that game is 10.5.
How good am I at picking lines? Let's take a moment.
Yeah, you had Iowa State at 9.5, and they're 16.5.
Duda.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I missed one. Duda.
Oh, well, that's...
Pick the game.
Oh, jeez. Give me some time to think here.
Come on.
This is very important. It's coming down to the wire. I have to obviously stay ahead of you because I don't want to listen to
it. Well, you better pick Arkansas.
For the rest of my life. So I'll take Kentucky for 5.
Chicken. Max.
I'm trying to think, but nothing's happening. I'm going with Kentucky for 6.
Jeff, the lone Arkansas vote there.
I guess so.
North Carolina at Duke, the big rivalry game. Duke is a 10.5-point favorite that I've established. What do they have?
I just got off that one. It's 13.5. 13.5.
Let's take that up some then. We'll go 12.5 on this one. What do you have? Whose turn is it?
I think it's mine.
I think it's Jeff.
I'm going to take
12.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take Duke for 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Duda.
North Carolina's bad.
All these numbers are changing, so I got to change mine. Now I might have to change my mind. North Carolina at Duke. It's a rival. It's a battle. I'll take North Carolina for 2.
Max.
I'm going with Duke for 7.
Yeah, I like Duke in this one, and I like him. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Come on, pick one. Let's go. This is what you're telling me. You got to think.
I like him for 4. Now to 2 games that matter to us in the state of Kansas. The Jayhawks in Waco to face Baylor. I've made that 2.5-point line with Kansas being favored. Duda, you start.
I don't trust Kansas. I never know what's going to happen with those guys. I'm going to take Baylor. I'm going to take the home team. I'm taking Baylor for 7.
Ooh, I love it. Mac.
Owie. Baylor's not very good. I'm taking KU for 3.
Yeah, Baylor is not what they usually are. I like Kansas in this one. 4-8. Jeff.
Baylor is a 1.5-point favorite, real world. And I'm going to take... Man, I don't like this game at all. I will take...
Well, you got to bet some points on it.
I will take KU for... What do I have left?
Well, you don't have the 1, 2, 3 left.
And then I'll take them for 4.
All right. Here's the one, Kansas State at Iowa State. The line is 16.5. I've made it 13.5 here to see if we can get some K-State money. Max, you start.
What do you have it at, 13.5 now?
13.5.
Okay. I'll write that down. I'll take Iowa for 2.
Well, that's a lot of points. And K-State's been playing well. And I got my 1-pointer left, so I don't have to worry too much. I like K-State to cover here for 1. Jeff?
I got to go with K-State after all the bluster. Or I'll be held accountable for the final 10 hours of our show. I will take them for 6 is what I believe I have.
Oh, boy. Interesting.
Tough one. Tough one.
Duda, what do you got? This is your 8-pointer.
Yeah, it is.
Apparently, you're going to pick Iowa State.
You think? Why not? Way better team at home. Yeah, K-State's look pretty decent, but they haven't played anybody the last couple games.
West Virginia's pretty good.
Why not? No, they're not on the road. They were on the road. Play them at home.
They beat West Virginia beat KU and Allen Fieldhouse.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Every day is different.
Figured that out
in basketball?
Every day is different.
Nobody knows nothing. K-State's going to go up there. They're going to score 52 points and lose by 22.
Nobody knows nothing.
Iowa State for 8
yes,
is your
sir.
Pick.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm gonna be in the lead going into the Super Bowl.
Oh, my.
I can't wait.
Wouldn't that be bad, though? You get to the lead and then you lose
it
after the Super Bowl?
I don't want to have the lead yet. And finally, our bonus game in the NBA. This game being played Sunday, I believe, on national television. The Lakers in New York to face the Knicks. I've made the Knicks a 5.5-point favorite. Who started the? Who picked the last one?
You're up.
I'm up. You never know who's going to play in the NBA. You never know anything. Is Anthony Davis healthy?
I don't think so.
He had to leave the game the other night.
He's probably out for practicing, but he'll play Sunday. That's my guess.
I'll take the Knicks for six. Jeff.
Are the Lakers favorite in this game?
I doubt it. If you're looking at the same site you looked at yesterday, thinking that Iowa State was favored by 7.5 and it's 16.5, you go with whatever you see.
There is no line on this game. I'll take the Knicks for 10.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Lakers aren't very good.
Well, they're playing really well now.
LeBron at MSG is all I have to say. That's it. Lakers for 10.
I may be up 20 by the end of the week. Max.
Lakers.
Other than John's of Beaker Street, I hate everything New York. I'll take the Lakers for 7.
Well, I don't see how you can pick the Lakers. But, hey, I'm glad you did.
There you go. Just want to make things interesting for everybody.
They upset the Celtics the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, but the Knicks at home in a national, I don't know. I would think the Knicks would handle the Lakers, but we'll see. All right, there's your picks. Our next to last picks of all time here on the Bob and Jeff Show.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Wow.
Debbie and I are going to go out and karaoke here in the near future.
Really?
With our karaoke group.
All right.
Get it together.
Cool. You got a group?
Oh, yeah, we had a group.
You had a group. When's the last time the group got together to do
the group
this?
15 years? 12
years? The group's
probably
still going to get together after 15 years. Everybody's in.
Well, they might be.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Have at it.
I heard from group today.
You did? What'd they say?
Just banter, just talking.
What'd Tyler have to say?
Don't worry about who it was. See, that's his way to try to horn in.
Well, that's the only person it could be.
No, I had a group.
And you heard from Tyler?
No.
Was it a big group?
We probably usually had 8 to 10 out to karaoke.
Well, that's not bad. And did everybody sing? Did Debbie get up there?
Oh, yeah. Debbie's a great singer.
Oh, well done, Debbie.
Debbie liked Tennessee Flat Top Box by Johnny Cash.
Debbie is a former, what's the group?
Singing Quaker.
Yeah, Singing Quaker at Friends University.
Well, I see.
Outstanding.
Ask, right?
Well, you talk about a family of vocal ability. It's right here in this house.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to.
I appreciate that.
He did include you in that.
You didn't
I'm
say
talking about the.
You
two
didn't say couple. You said family. Yeah, so I assume you're included in that. No, it's too late now.
We'll take you and your wife on and singing anytime.
Okay, my wife's a pretty good singer. She doesn't sing a lot, but she's pretty good.
Well, we'll take you on.
I don't know that you'd get up there. I'll do both songs for our family.
My wife will get up there.
That's what I'm talking about. Good. But I'm going to do both songs for her.
We've got the Royal Rumble tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. Duty, you over?
What's the guest list?
Well, the Griffiths.
They are coming.
As far as I know, Scott's, I don't know Scott's attitude lately.
Is he coming?
About wrestling. I should be there. Scotty.
What?
Make a commitment. I'll be there. I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Well, I should
be there.
I would think he'd be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't like the behavior.
So they just have the two matches and then the women's and men's rumble?
As far as I know, that
they're not at another match?
They haven't so far. Maybe they will tonight on SmackDown, but that's and one of them is a tag team title. Yeah. 2 out of 3 falls. Should be a good match, but whatever.
And you're having it here.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
We always do.
Upstairs, downstairs, both TVs going?
It'd be nice to be downstairs occasionally, but we do it upstairs.
I don't have Peacock on this TV.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I have Netflix, so we could do that now.
It's up to you.
Why would we separate the group?
We don't have to separate. I'm just saying we could all be downstairs. But
why would we do that?
That's what we used to do. But upstairs is fine. I think everybody's happy with it.
I was invited over once for a pay-per-view event. We watched it downstairs.
You
what pay-per-view event?
You came over?
That was a boxing match.
That's right. McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
McGregor Mayweather?
Yep.
You came over here for that?
Yeah, I was here the whole time. You were here too.
I was?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We were downstairs.
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Did I know you then, or did you just show up?
I wouldn't have showed up.
It wasn't that long ago. It was probably, what, 2017, 2018?
Huh.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It was one of the, well, I just kind of started coming in with you guys doing the show. And then this was on, and we're all like, well, we should probably watch it. And then I came up with a great idea. Well, then we should get together. And
wonder.
Then I said, well, we should probably do it at Bob's house. And
did we have food or anything?
Well, I'm sure we did.
2017, August.
I don't know. I brought alcohol, so I was fine. I don't know if we ate or not. I don't remember leaving.
Of course you did.
Thanks for letting me drive that night.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome.
Got so hammered.
Have you watched any of Shorzy on YouTube?
No, I'm waiting until it comes out, and I'm going to watch it.
Me
Why?
Too.
Have you been?
No, it's hard.
You can't do that. It's not
the same. It's tough not to. It's not the same.
It's not the same, so I'm not ruining it.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No way.
Why would it not be the same?
Because I think they only put out one a week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I think they do it weekly, and then... So you can't watch them all at once.
I think Crave drops two a week. And then, but when it comes to Hulu, they drop.
You guys are the only two I've ever heard talk about this.
Oh, well, I got lots of guys that watch it.
Really?
Guys at work, some of the guys on the dads at the soccer team. Oh, yeah.
They do? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Because it's
Jets fan? Remember the Jets
fan? He's a Shorzy guy?
Huge Shorzy guy.
I love it. Text him.
Well, what's the next soccer activity?
Tonight. You going?
No. Where?
Striker.
Too cold.
Outdoors?
No, it's the indoors.
What's their indoor facility like over there?
It's nice.
I've never seen it.
It's just like a soccer.
And then this soccer in the spring, right? It's a spring sport at high school?
It's a fall sport for guys, and girls are in the spring.
Oh, there you go.
Remember you came to the game?
I did go.
Finally got you out there?
Yeah.
Almost got to the stands?
A great game.
It was.
Great, wonderful game to watch.
Yeah, so there's a soccer game tonight, which starts at 9:30.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm not going to it, obviously.
You got to work in the morning.
But I'm going to the one on Sunday night.
What time's that one start?
9.
Why?
I don't know.
9 o'clock?
That's insane.
9 o'clock. If I told League 42 we're going to play 9 o'clock on Sunday, I'd have a revolt.
Exactly.
I mean, I it's unbelievable. What do parents do? Yes, coach, we'll be there.
Yeah, and then they got to, get by time, so 9:30 at least. So it'll be after midnight by the time we get home. And then he's
gonna, on a Sunday night
then
with school.
He's got to get up for school.
Tell me how that works.
Well, they schedule it at 9, and then you go to the game, and then you go home.
But why is what we're asking?
I don't know. I'm with you. I'm on the same boat here. Even tonight, like 9:30 on a Friday?
That's insanity.
Don't parents raise an objection?
Obviously not.
Well, do they think their kid is the next Freddie Adu or something?
No.
Then it's not worth it.
So they just go for it, and hey, yeah, we'll be there, coach.
It's an 8-game just through the summer winter thing, so I guess that's it. It just, the times are, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's...
Especially on a Sunday. When they all got to get up for
school. Are there games before? Are there is there a 7 o'clock game?
Yeah, they'll go all the way. That should be the last one of the night.
Well, that's just unbelievable to me.
Well, it's unbelievable, but believe it.
And I
so
speak
you guys,
as someone who...
If you guys go to sleep and then get up, at 11, you can shoot me a text.
I might do that.
We have some parents who raise issues for a 7:45 start on weeknights. When their kids are young.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
Yeah.
7:45, though. Not 9.
I get it. It's all late.
Crazy.
I get it that you got to fit the games in.
Well, that's the problem.
But my goodness.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Figure it out.
9:30, start time.
Tonight, your wife will have
tonight. I'll be sleeping for at least half an hour before that game even starts.
Poor Dia.
So I can't text you.
Yeah, she's not thrilled about her day.
Does she work tomorrow?
No. That's why she's going tonight, and I'll go Sunday.
But it takes
her
out of
Monday.
Her tomorrow a little bit. So I have to sleep in a little after. I don't know.
It's crazy. It is crazy. No question.
monitoring baseball, anything, Jeff?
No.
No moves?
Nothing's happening today.
The Cardinals haven't done anything yet?
Oh, gosh, no. The Blue Jays seem to now be in on not only Pete Alonso, but perhaps even Alex Bregman. They're really becoming aggressive here.
Well, they should be.
That's right.
All teams should be. But many choose not to be. Just say, we'll get to the postseason. We'll take our chances.
Uh-oh. I don't like that. Now he's upset.
Well, you were so like happy that. Yesterday.
I'm not upset about anyone in particular.
Oh, he's upset.
But I just don't like that attitude.
That's the attitude your team has.
You have the means and opportunity to go for, you should try.
All right, we've come to the end of 1 hour. We have another one left for you. We'll have a game when we return, and then Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine. Stay with us.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This show would collapse if I wasn't on.
High as a kite, everybody. Goofball.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not my job to engage in the show. I am the show.
Are you listening? Ba-ba-ba-boo. Ba-ba-ba-boo. Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Speaking of heroes, here's mine.
Jason Duda.
It's interesting.
You're right.
Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You know, if this show was an airplane, it would have been grounded.
We are back. Hour number two of the Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda here today, the three-man booth. We will be on the air next week. Typically, our 5 to 7 time slot, Monday through Thursday. But then on Friday, the powers that be in radio, not just at Odyssey, but in radio.
The radio gods.
Said, we need to open up 4 hours for the Swan Song Bob and Jeff Show.
Live.
And we'll be doing that live and with guests, a guest list you can't even believe.
Crazy, I bet.
David Michael Hahn will be stopping by.
Oh, yeah, we got to have him.
I agree.
We couldn't finish without David Michael
Hahn. That's what I'm saying. You're making my point for me. What?
I mean, just to drop that, you put me in a weird position.
Why?
Love it.
What's weird about it?
Because I gotta be respectful of a guy we all love, David Michael
Hahn. Yeah, he's
wonderful
human.
But there's not a listener out there. Oh, Betty, they're going to have David Michael Hahn on.
Someone's out there saying Betty.
We got to listen.
Can we play?
What's the game?
With this.
Time to play the game.
Oh, there's Mac picking up the pieces. What do you got?
I need you guys to pull out your calculators. You're not going to be adding anything, but you are submitting answers that are numbers, and I'm not going to influence it by having one person guess and then another person guess, because that would be too easy. And
I hate later,
and I don't like that some of these ended. I didn't figure out how to get
this game's not that good as well.
No,
what
it's
you're
a great
saying.
Game. I just didn't figure out.
All you've done is downplay it.
I figure out how to get super creative until toward the end, but we started out. We did it, and we did it. We went and ordered online at some different restaurants, and we came up with some totals, and you're going to try to guess
who ordered online.
Nobody actually ordered, but put it, you know, acted like
we
were going to order.
I have no idea what's going on, but this is a good
game. You're
going to
tell me the total of what I bought online at these places.
Oh, yeah.
These all include tax, except the last one. All right, we went to Burger King. We got an Impossible Whopper meal, so the
okay.
Vegan.
Just read through them.
We had the Hershey and Sunday pie, and we went ahead and made a 75-cent donation to the Burger King Foundation, and we put tax on that, too.
So we're typing in the prize.
Yeah, to the closest dollar, so you don't need to give me decimal.
All right, Duda.
What is Duda?
I'm trying to find the calculator. I don't use it.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious. There it is. Never mind. It's okay, guys.
No worries.
Okay, so Impossible Whopper, two of them Sunday things, and the 75-cent donation.
One Sunday. Yeah, Hershey's Sunday pie and a 75-cent donation. To the nearest dollar, what do you have?
Okay. All right. Just a minute. I haven't done mine yet.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Oh, Jason gets it. It's 14. Bob has 17.
Really?
Yeah. It's 13.97, in fact.
All right, next.
All right, we're going to go over to Chili's.
Ooh.
We're going to.
Haven't been there in a while. This could be tough.
We're going to order the Boneless Wings appetizer.
Okay.
We're going to get the Big Smasher Burger, which comes with fries, and a Diet Coke, plus tax. I need that to the nearest dollar.
Ready?
Duda gets it. $33.07.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive stuff, man.
Next.
Subway. I am going to get the footlong meatball marinara meal.
Meal.
With chips and a drink.
We know what the meal is. Save some words.
I will never.
Oh, I like the words.
I'm going to get the footlong churro. That's a 12-inch long churro dessert and tax to the nearest dollar. Wish I had more of these.
Done. Right.
Duda gets it.
Uh-oh.
$17.
What?
$17.38.
Oh, just crushing it.
All right, I'm going to roll over to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I haven't been there for years because Coach McClellan hated that place, so we weren't allowed anywhere within a mile of a class. Oh, if
Cracker Barrel's so good.
We ended up with a new bus driver because we'd always drive at night.
How could you hate Cracker Barrel?
And he would stop pulling a Cracker Barrel. Mac would lose his, like, guys went in. He would go get them to get out, and we went somewhere else.
Are you serious?
That is the truth. He would not let us stop at Cracker Barrel.
That is bizarre. All right, I'm going to sit down for breakfast at Cracker Barrel.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to get the New York strip steak and eggs.
Whoa!
Scrambled. Not that it matters, I don't think. I'm going to have a coffee. I'm going to have a side of fresh fruit.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to grab that peach cobbler for dessert.
Wow.
And I need to know how much my bill is going to be, plus tax.
Ready?
Yeah. Duda.
Again?
Yes, 33.81.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
I'm like all over this.
$34 is the closest. I'm going to hop over now to
IHOP. I get it.
Oh, that'd be a good one, but it's not. It's actually Taco Bell.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to get their Supreme Luxe box, which I believe comes with a drink. I'm going to get 3 crunchy tacos.
Just regular crunchy tacos?
Yeah, regular crunchy tacos and 2 bean burritos. And I'm going to also add tax onto that meal. What am I paying?
We ready?
Yeah. Duda.
What?
$17. $16.82.
I think you're making this up.
Yeah, I did all this.
I had 21.
Yeah,
I had 19.
Tell them what we had.
He had 19.
Yeah, give the listeners what they want.
Hey, what do you get for winning 5 in a row?
I don't know.
A hat or a t-shirt?
Well, watch me. I'm going to win 5 in a row from
I like it. Good for you. All right.
I am going to eat local today, though, for once. Maybe the only time in this event I will eat local. I'm going to have artichoke. And I'm going to get their famous number 8. My side is baked beans.
Doesn't matter what your side is.
I have a nachos appetizer. I'm going to put a side salad with that, a chef salad. I'm going to order 1 extra pickle. And for dessert, I'm going to have their cheesecake. How much does that run me at the artichoke?
Ready?
Yeah. Bob says 36. Duda says 32. It's 41. Bob.
There you go.
Bob gets it. Had to give you one.
Bob gets it.
4 more to go to tie it.
Okay. You never know.
I'm going to Red Robin. I am going to get their tsunami shrimp appetizer, their grilled turkey burger, which comes with fries, of course, and a chocolate milkshake. Plus, the person I'm with, they didn't want to eat, but they will grab a gooey chocolate brownie cake for dessert.
A lot of money.
We ready?
Ooh, we're close.
Bob.
You got me.
43.
Ah.
40 to
Jason's, baby.
Jason
Uh-oh.
Says 40.
Look at him.
Bob
look at,
says 41.
He's feeling it.
There's two.
All right. I am sitting down with a youngster at Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
We are getting.
If these are just all escalating in price. Then
they're not all escalating.
Well, they have been.
Not necessarily. But this one is a lot. I will get the Bloomin' Onion, of course. Who doesn't get the Bloomin' Onion
right.
at Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah,
we're also going to, for the table, get the mac and cheese bites.
Okay.
I'm going to have an 8-ounce filet mignon.
Oh.
With a side of asparagus and loaded mashed potatoes.
Okay.
We're getting the blueberry lavender lemonade for two. The kid is getting the chicken fingers kids meal and the chocolate tower with ice cream for dessert.
Hmm. All right.
Pretty intricate.
That lot.
Uh-huh.
Duda gets it. It's
$106. What?
Jason said 64. Bob said 62.
We must have missed something there.
Yeah, we must have missed something.
That's a lot of food. The filet mignon is going to run you 40 at least with all those other things. I'm gonna start my day at Starbucks. And
how
I'm,
many more of these we got?
I love it. Keep
we
going.
We got four more.
That's it?
Yeah, let's I know.
Go.
It took a while. To,
That's
to
all
go.
We got, though?
I know.
How are we going to fill a segment with just four more?
Well, we're going to. It's been a long segment so far, hasn't it?
What's the next one?
We're going to go to Starbucks and start our day at Starbucks with a Grande Hot Roast.
Is that the big one?
That's the 16-ounce.
That's the middle one?
It's like, I think they have four sizes, and that's
okay.
The third biggest.
I don't, okay.
I'm going to get a shot of espresso. I'm going to take a decaf coffee traveler with me to go. One of those thermos, you pull the tab, the coffee comes out of the little cardboard thing.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a bacon gouda and egg sandwich, and I'm gonna top that off with a rolled and steel cut oatmeal.
Holy smokes! All right, this one's a guess for me because I don't go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, almost right on the nose. 30. He says 33. Bob says 38. It's 32. $32.
Well, you can get all that for 32
at Starbucks. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Just coffee though. There's only two little things to eat out of that.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Next. Let's go.
Gotta find
Move
my pictures.
Move this game along.
Why?
Find my pictures.
This is a good game.
This is one of my better games, so I gotta admit. I'm gonna throw myself over to Five Guys. And I'm gonna get their cheeseburger. And I'm gonna get their bacon cheese dog. And a large Cajun. I'm going to get a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, bacon, cheese dog.
A bacon cheese dog. Large Cajun fries. A bottled water. A milkshake. And since I'm headed back to work and I want to be nice, I'm going to get the 15 burger catering option.
Okay.
15 burger.
You got it?
Catering option.
No. Yeah, I got it now.
Duda gets it. 102
what?
To 75. It's $193.
What? I definitely
15 burgers?
You left something out
the
there.
Burger
well,
catering
the
is insanely expensive.
It's got to be at least
like $80 or so.
Or 80,
yeah. Yeah, more than 100, I think is right.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like 150 maybe. I'm going to eat local again to Spangles. And I'm going to load up
okay.
at Spangles. I'm going to get the turkey sandwich.
Just the sandwich?
The turkey, yes. I'm going to get a medium Hershey's chocolate dip mudslide, and I'm going to add cherry, caramel, peanuts, and extra whipped cream.
Okay.
I'm headed to a party this week. I'm hosting a party, so I'm going to get a bag of ice. I'm going to get, for the kids, a chocolate milk, one chocolate milk, with along with the kids' value pack with grilled cheese, onion ring bites with that, ranch seasoning, and a medium drink, plus a grilled chicken sandwich where I'm going to add bacon and tomato, large premium roast coffee, and large fries with ranch seasoning.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I'm also going to leave a $20 tip. What? 20% tip, excuse me. 20% tip online
Must
for them.
Must be $20.
No, it's not.
Okay, 20% tip on that.
Duda says 63. Bob says 113. It's $63.91.
Oh, $64. Whoa, in your face.
No way. For all that.
Isn't that crazy?
And a $20
tip? 20%
tip.
Isn't that crazy? You can get that much at Spangles? Good for Spangles. And finally, since I'm being nice to my coworkers, I'm going to not just bring the burgers back. I'm going to go to Emperor's, and I'm catering for everybody.
Ooh, Emperor's.
So I'm getting that 80-piece sweet and sour chicken.
80-piece?
Yes. 30 dumplings, a combo fried rice party tray, 30 crab rangoons, 12 egg rolls, and just for me, I want a side of vegetables and one small salad.
Yeah, throw the small salad in there. It's attaboy.
I need that small salad to offset the 80 chicken nuggets.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Duda gets it. He's a little lower. It's 183. Duda says 259 to 265. It's decent. That's decent for Emperor's.
No way.
That's not bad.
183.25.
No way. It's that low.
Isn't that crazy? $50 for the 80 piece.
I think you messed up.
$53 for the combo fried rice party tray. $28 for the dumplings. $32.50 for the crab rangoons and $13 for the egg rolls.
Is tonight the night I try tiger rice?
I don't know. Is it?
It's right over here.
Are we
Have
done?
Have you ever had it?
That's it.
I absolutely crushed him in this.
He did well. Did you enjoy that game?
Way to go.
12-2.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
12-2?
No, I think it was 10-2. There's only 12.
So it was 10-2.
I don't. That's just another sign that
I
don't really care what things cost. I got a lot of money, and just hand me the receipt.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Good for you.
We're all very envious of that.
I'm very proud of you for being able to
tell me what I owe you.
That was a tough game to come up with. I should have done more, but it takes a long time.
Ah, it's a fine game.
It's a pretty good game.
It was fantastic.
All right, we'll take a break, and Joanna Chadwick will join us from Vipe Magazine when we return here on a Friday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
There's Elvis for you.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere.
All right, we're back. One Hit Wonders. I've lost them. What is that, Jeff?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because I don't. Is that from some movie or something?
Yeah, it's Elvis is Everywhere from your boy Mojo Nixon.
Oh, okay. Don Henley Must Die was his hit, I thought.
Mojo?
Mojo Nixon had a, yeah, he caused a little ruckus back in the day.
It's okay.
Here's our good friend Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. She joins us on a weekly basis to talk high school sports. We're in the throes of basketball season, just coming off boys tournament week. Now we're into girls tournament week. And we got a big one with the Derby Panthers, coached by your better half. Wait a minute, did I just say that? Against the Wichita Heights Falcons in Emporia. Tell us about that one, how epic it is.
Well, first of all, we all know I married up, so we're going to move on from there. You know what? This is huge. And the storylines are just so vast because when Brian first started coaching, he was working as the night custodian at Heights High School. And he got to be friends with Lane Lord. They talked basketball. Lane brought him on. And when they went to state for the first time, ending like this huge drought, I believe it was in 1997, there were so many tears. And then Kit Pulliam was brought on as an assistant at that. And, you know, Heights girls have been successful ever since. And then Brian went to the boys' side, coached with Joe Auer for years before coaching at Northwest, and then now the head girls coach at Derby. So there's a lot of feelings there. I have such a soft spot for Heights, period. I've been there quite a bit this year. You know, when you work at the Wichita Eagle and you're married to a coach, it's a weird sort of a thing, and I was never able to cover his teams. But Heights had always, like, understood that they were going to get the coverage, and they treated me so well. There was never any rudeness ever from Heights, and so I love it. So it's going to be weird to face each other tonight, but talking about getting past me, because it's not about me, is the fact that these two teams are outstanding programs, outstanding teams. I love what Heights brings with some senior. They have a ton of seniors on their team, and Kennedy Jackson and Samaya Ellis are really, really good players. But the player who I think takes them to the next level is Kamira Barber. She's got a great game. She hits the middie. She can really push the pace. So I like what they can do. When it comes to Derby, their name player, obviously, is Michaela Askew. We saw what she did at State last year. She's been having another really good season. But this is a team that also runs 10 to 11. They play a lot of kids, and they try to push that pace. They can shoot. They can rebound. They're pretty tough. So I'm really looking forward to this game.
So these are the top two ranked teams in Class 6A. I know you don't like to look forward, so I won't ask you if this is a state championship game preview, but how much do you think separates Heights and Derby from the rest of Class 6A? Do you believe these are the two best teams in 6A?
I mean, you got to look at the other side of the bracket at Emporia, because, and I have not stared at it too much, but I believe it's Topeka Seaman and Shawnee Mission South. And didn't they both win last year, possibly? There's two state champs in there. And so this, you get through this game, you still got a tough game, either in that third place game or in the championship game. Those top four teams are outstanding, just like what we saw at Dodge City last week on the boys' side. So whether this is a precursor to state, I don't know. What I love about it, and this is coming from a coach's wife, is that as a coach, you're seeing what your kids can do against some of the top talent. You're not just walking away in a mediocre tournament going 3-0 and woohoo, we've had our record again. You're preparing yourself for March, and that's exactly what you want to be able to do.
Joanna, what obviously, if that game was in the city, probably there'd be some people from here even listening would probably like to go. What's around the area? What's a team that someone like myself, I went out and watched a couple games in Valley Center last week with the boys. I watched, obviously, Mays. They played Garden City. Then they played Northwest. And just honestly realized how much I enjoy it. What's a tournament around here with a couple really good teams that if I decide to go out tomorrow to watch a game, where should I go?
Well, I'm always a big fan of the McPherson tournament. I'll let Jeff tell if I'm sure he knows where all the tournaments are. I don't have them off the top of my head.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
But I love the McPherson tournament because they bring in really good talent. And year in and year out, and McPherson's a little bit down, although they got a really good win over Andover Central last night. That was important. Out at El Dorado, they've got some good teams as well. And, of course, Capen's out there with Zoe Buckner-Franklin, and so she's somebody that you definitely want to see at El Dorado. But Gardner had a real tough game last night with Goddard. So there's some really good tournaments that you can check out that aren't that far away.
We're visiting with Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine, talking high school basketball. You know, I like the heritage of so many schools. You mentioned McPherson, which would be the near the top, but very close to McPherson is Mound Ridge, and they've got a heck of a boys team ranked number one in the state right now. And a girls team that's ranked number two, and they've been doing this for a long, long time too. It's just interesting to see the regions in the state that produce these kind of prolific basketball programs. Talk about Mound Ridge a little bit with us.
So, because I guess I'm just reminiscing, thinking about not being able to do this with you guys much longer, and one of the first
don't cry on the air.
One of the first stories that I did was on Lori Kane from Mound Ridge. And she was just a sophomore then, and I went out and I spent the day with her. And, you know, I have such a soft spot for Mound Ridge. I loved covering them. Of course, that time period, you know, Mound Ridge was a two-way school, and going in and playing in that McPherson tournament, and Bueller was playing in that tournament. They were playing against much bigger schools, and it was just such good basketball. Heston, of course. But Mound Ridge, I love that there's just a consistency of talent there, a consistency of success. And that boys team, you know, they've got some depth. I think we see Bear model a lot as a name that we look for and consistently having big nights scoring-wise. But they actually have some pretty good depth, and I think that they can really push it this year.
We've kind of gotten used to 5A being a class that was kind of dominated by the Wichita area and on the boys' side, and you still have Capen and Andover who've had really good years. You saw Kansas City Piper, I assume. Maybe you watched one of their games
they played Derby
at Dodge City. Yeah, so I assume that you probably watched that. And I saw Highland Park last year with that kid who's just unbelievable. What do you think about 5A this year? How good was Piper when you saw him?
Piper is really good, and that went to double overtime against Derby. I saw them play against Heights. Heights just had about 90 seconds where they just did not play well, and it happened to be at the end of the game, and they came back strong then the next day. But you know, when you look at those teams that you mentioned, I've been impressed with Capen. Capen really stumbled there. You know, they've lost to Carroll and to Northwest and to Heights, and they've really come on strong. I'm not sure what happened, but they've been putting up a lot more points, and they've been beating teams very handily. When it comes to who else did you say? Sorry.
I was talking about Highland Park and Andover, too, is the other teams I mentioned.
Oh, Andover, yeah. Andover is a really good team, and Josh Kim really runs that team well. One thing I've noticed is Josh Kim and Owen Allman, who I expected to have really good years, and then Walker McClellan has too. Paul Evans is a kid who I've watched him since he was very young, and he this year has kind of broken through. I don't know if he's given the green light more often or just getting more time, but I think he hit 5 threes the other night, last night I think it was. He's a really good shooter, and so they, you know, had, what, 3 kids with 16 or more points. So that is a really good sign for them to get some more depth on that team and some more point so that you can't just focus on shutting down Josh Kim.
Certainly the Emporia Glaciers Edge Tournament, the place to be this weekend for girls basketball action. Joanna, thank you. It's always our pleasure, and we'll have you on for one more time next Friday, okay?
All right. And I won't shed any tears, but I will be really, really sad.
Yeah, there's a little sadness. We'll miss you. But we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, guys.
See ya.
There you go.
Are you going to cry?
Oh, I'm gonna let it loose here.
It looks like it.
What happened to you?
What happened to you?
Who raised you?
You need a tissue?
I don't know.
Got a box of them right
here. Television?
Tunnel vision?
Yes, who raised me.
You know, it's going to be emotional. No question about it. We poured our hearts and souls into this thing for a long time. But that's okay. We'll figure it out.
It'll be all right.
You got some irons in the fire? I'm always on fire. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Well, the way your clothes look, it does look like your irons are on fire, typically.
So bad. It's funny. What?
Why are you lashing
so
out?
How is that bad?
Why are you getting angry personally?
I'm not angry.
Why are you digging personally at me?
Was that a personal? I don't know.
Oh, no, that wasn't personal at all.
Are clothes personal? I don't know.
I don't see how he needs an iron for his shirt.
That's my point. He doesn't have an iron.
What?
Because it caught fire. I don't know. Just go with it.
What does that mean, though?
You know exactly what it means.
So my hoodie's
just your
little...
general, and you could say the same about me, and I'd be just fine with it. Just your general dress. So nothing wrong with it. But I don't see any ironing going on.
Why are you attacking me?
How is that an attack? My goodness.
Is that not an attack?
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is we're all wearing sweatshirts and ball caps. Like, what's... I don't get it. I didn't follow any of it.
Everyone's happy.
Why single me out?
Nah, I just felt like it. Because you had to go tout yourself. I'm always on fire. So I brought you down a peg. It's what we do.
That's true.
It's not what I do.
No, not ever. Yeah. You don't?
That was funny.
Self-awareness, not the strong suit today? Or
take your hat off. Let me see your head.
My hair's a little long right now.
A little long?
Yeah, look at all this hair I got back here. Max, why do you want me to take my hat off?
Break time.
Yeah, please.
As you may have heard, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday in New Orleans. They are trying to win a third consecutive Super Bowl, which has never happened. Green Bay Packers won consecutive NFL championships, including one Super Bowl, accounting for 3.
That should count.
But never 3 Super Bowls. And they are facing off against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this tired narrative, which has been driven by the great social media world in which we live, is that the Chiefs don't even need to really put a lot of effort into it because the officials got them. What do you think of that, Duda?
I don't know. I hear it all the time. And it's just, you look at a couple plays and the calls that are close and maybe it goes their way, maybe it doesn't, but I think it's absurd overall. And I'm not a Chiefs fan. But just to think that the
refs
are...
Are you pulling for them in this game?
Well, if I say I'm actually cheering for somebody, I'd probably pull for the Chiefs. But I honestly think the Philly's going to win this. just because of the ground game. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to be able to stop Hurts and Barkley. And if they get behind is kind of where I'd start to worry a little bit. So I'm kind of pulling for them. I think Philly's going to win it. But it should be a good game.
Are we going to play horse on Super Bowl Sunday, or do we just sever ties after the show?
Well, you are just in as needy as anybody.
Why is that needy? We did it a couple years ago.
Can I come and play horse with you? Can
it's almost half tradition.
Can I come by and play horse?
You don't criticize me, though, at all, do you?
Yeah, you can do that on, like, Super Bowl day.
Yeah, we did.
No.
When did we do it?
Just some day.
I don't think so. I think it was Super Bowl day because you had food, and I took a crescent roll to go, and I went to work because I had to cover the Super Bowl.
Really?
Well, the question is, I know you're trying to deflect to get out of this uncomfortable situation, but the question is, can he come over on Super Bowl Sunday?
It's supposed to rain.
Not really come over, just play horse in the driveway.
Yeah, he was excited because I actually did invite him in.
Yeah, that was nice of you. You didn't need to do that. It was very friendly.
I wonder what Jackson would think of Jeff showing up.
He'd probably want to play a little horse. Yeah. Why don't you stop by Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, stop by Sunday afternoon.
What time?
Well, I'll tell Jeff after the show's done.
Can I come by?
I was thinking about making...
We'll let you know when it is.
I was thinking about making a feast for my Channel 12 brethren.
Do you have to go back into work?
I don't have to, but I will.
Why will you?
I think people assume that I'm the social media guy during Chiefs playoffs games.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who assumes that?
Everybody, because I've done it.
When are you going to be going into work then?
I don't know. Probably 2-ish.
So you'll come before then?
Why not come over here and watch the game?
Because I like working.
And you can watch the game at work.
Next time the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl, I will be here.
Well, we may or may not invite you then.
No, I may or may not accept the invitation.
Place. Go to Duda's place.
Or if we're going somewhere, you can come with us.
Oh, what a nice gesture.
It's only Super Bowl that day, and as if the Chiefs aren't in it.
And
the Chiefs are in it every year now.
He can come with you to friends?
Well, he can drive behind me. He just can't.
But he can go in and hang out with you?
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting when I'm doing social media, the two or three times, handful of times, you see people you know in real life either criticizing you or liking comments that criticize.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Dan Loving. No, he didn't criticize, but someone said, oh, we don't need these scores updates all the time. We're watching the game, and he liked that post. I don't like stuff like that.
I don't understand that.
Boy, you're prickly. I've never understood people who on Twitter updating scores. I mean,
I had a little commentary, a little color most of the time when I put scores up. I didn't really put scores up. I said touchdown, you know, blah, 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 everything. Everything's wonderful.
I like to see some people post some scores. That way, if I need to find one out, I can find out.
And if you're so adverse to seeing the scores on social media because you're watching the game, why are you on social media?
Good point.
So Dan Loving took a little shot at you, huh?
He liked a post that took a shot at me. I didn't care for that.
What's another example?
My Facebook friend Pat Handley, who's a wonderful guy, he posted something about who's an immature guy posting on... I don't know if those were the words, but there were some along those lines.
A little more mature,
because I'm not going to be mature.
It's not a clown show.
It is. It's sports, and I'm never going to be Mr. Chiefs going into battle in this one.
Well, you don't have to be that, but you don't have to be completely frivolous.
You
understand your audience. They're not out there. I wonder what comic. I wonder what this guy's going to say next that's funny.
You know what I mean?
I'm in the edge of my seat. I'm dying with every play, and this clown, look at that pass from Mahomes.
Then put your phone down if you're that invested and into it.
That I would agree with. You shouldn't be reading social media if you're so into the game.
But everybody reads social media.
They don't. But
not everybody.
Why? We don't need these score updates. Great.
But you need to recognize who your audience is.
My audience is whoever I tell my audience to be.
No, it's not. Not for a Chiefs game.
That I got to agree with.
Super Bowl.
Now I'm on Bob's side.
You can't just be, I'm going to get some laughs here.
It's not always laughs. Not people laughing. Get mad.
Right. Well, it's because they're uptight.
And they're big.
They need to get
fans.
Over it.
How would you feel if some idiot was on
about the Guardians?
The Guardians.
I'm watching the
Boy,
game.
Did you see him swing at that pitch?
Oh, I don't do stuff like that.
No, I'm saying if somebody did.
Yeah, I'd kill him.
So well, then, so what do you expect?
I just wish people would.
But
not.
You're gonna do it.
Yeah, I can do it because I do it with some class and
well,
dignity.
Apparently not. You got everybody in Wichita angry about your social media.
Yeah, they got the pitchforks out for sure. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm telling you why. You're messing with their team.
I'm not messing with anybody. I root them on and all that garbage, but, you know.
Garbage.
It is.
What?
You can't look at that as a, I'm going to show how creative and witty I am.
You have to. What else are you going to do?
Well, geez, really?
No, you can't.
Then what are you going to do?
If
you
7-yard run up the middle, Pacheco.
If you do it and you're putting it out there, kind of clowning and having some fun or whatever, you're going to you then expect to get some of that back. So
but
then don't get mad about it.
But I don't need people I know
it
doing
up.
It.
Well, why not?
I don't like
they don't
that.
Know you're
well, what's
doing
the
it.
Difference?
They
don't you know see
it's
who
you.
Posted, I think. Maybe that's just when you have admin and you can see your own page. You can see who posted it. That's probably it, but
yeah, I don't see who posts it.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, if the Cardinals get back to a World Series, I hope someday.
I hope it's against the
and
Royals.
I'm on social media, and you post something trying to be funny. You know what I'm doing?
What
I'm driving to 37th and Hillside and breaking.
Why
down.
Why are you telling people where we're located? Now you're gonna get all kinds of crazies out there.
37th and Hillside.
I mean loyal viewers. I don't know, maybe.
I'm driving down, and whoever's running that social media at the time is going to hear from me.
We have a fantastic digital team.
Not saying they're not fantastic.
We're not saying they're not good.
We're not talking
good.
Nothing about
just
that.
Just understand what the audience wants.
I do.
They're not looking for laughs come Super Bowl Sunday.
They might be.
No, they're not.
Then
no.
I won't make anybody laugh. You've done it your whole career.
You're good at that.
I beat you to it.
You're both donkeys. Like, Jesus.
It's amazing to me you got this job.
What job?
This job.
This job?
Yeah.
How?
Oh,
why is that amazing?
Did you ask him to do the show?
I think
did he ask you to do the show, or did they go to both you guys? This is a really good question.
They begged me to do it.
Is that what happened?
That's how I remember it.
This is the idea I pitched to Tony. I've regretted it every day since.
Every day for 9.5 years.
And this is what we've been left with.
Yeah.
A guy that on this show I don't even recognize. It's like whatever brain he has. Completely goes up in smoke for 2 hours on this show.
I'm actually going to take that as a compliment.
That he could turn his brain off and turn it on to this.
And still
See,
be...
that's good. That's something you should be proud of.
It kind of is, a little bit, to be honest.
I just told you it was.
I mean, you can be proud of it. So if I had to ask you, let's say last time I had the over-under on Saquon Barkley for the NFC Championship game, for 115 yards, and you went under.
I thought
would
it
you
was,
go over?
I thought it was 125. That's why I went under.
Would you go over now for the Chiefs game?
At 125?
At 115.
Yes.
He barely made it last time.
He
didn't get
any
carries.
He barely got any carries at the end of the
and
game.
And the Chiefs
either.
Are going to be better than the Chiefs are going to be better.
Buffalo could run on them. I don't know. We'll see.
Everybody's saying, yeah, the Chiefs' run defense is better. And they're probably maybe a little bit better, but that offensive line in Philly is good. I've watched them quite a bit this year.
Whatever.
He breaks down O-line play.
Yeah, well, enough of that. I'm not
okay,
even
well,
going to let
let's, that. Well, let's
I'm
just,
not
we'll
even
going to
let
see.
That get any
let's
air at all.
Let's just wait and see.
Well, the left tackle looks like
I didn't say left
sure
tackle.
Left
I said
tackle
their O-line
left
is
tackle
really good.
Really pulls well. Please,
not even
it.
Close.
Does he fill the Y gap?
But, hey, whatever makes you uncomfortable.
There's
that's
seven
fine.
Guys that follow O line, and they're all coaches. And you're not.
Well, if you watch games, you can see what they're doing. I'm not going to tell you I know how they're doing it, but when they're open up gaps like they do for Barkley, they're doing their job. They did it all year.
Great insight.
So what, you're under the impression that the Chiefs, well, they just won't do it to the
No, Kansas Saquon City. Barkley had 2,000. That offensive line's really good. You should see the center.
They are.
Please, I don't need it.
Well, Jason Kelce was.
Time left
I hope
on the show.
You put that at 115. Make it the bonus. It's going over for 80.
Good.
I'll 80? Tell you what. I'll just take it over, and I'll finish first or last in this.
Good.
Good.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to figure out some way for us to bet on the old line.
I like it.
Since you're such
then
an
you bet on the rushing.
Pancake block.
Bet on the rushing then. There you go.
Yeah.
You just made your own case, and you didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. O-line. Is this over? I'm gonna. I got to get
it's
out of here.
Right.
Now he's getting me
that
fired
free
up.
Free safety.
Free safety.
He's really covering some ground.
Free safety plays on defense, not in the offense, Bob.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, it should be.
We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.